Former City of Stratford Mayor Dan Matheson is the pick to steer the Grand Trunk Renewal Committee. Matheson was appointed at Monday night's regular City Council meeting, where he was approved by City Council. The redevelopment of the Grand Trunk Block is a keystone project for the city with numerous stakeholders. Over the years, the vision of the site has varied, though now it is being eyed as the site of potential YMCA and University of Waterloo expansion, affordable housing, and housing for seniors, to name just a few of the ideas. As chair, Matheson will assist the committee in meeting its mandate to support the Grand Trunk Master Plan adopted by City Council, identify fundraising opportunities, assist with the development of a public engagement program, and liaise with other committees. Count. Bonnie Henderson was one of the supporters of Matheson's approval, reiterating just how important the project is, and how with Matheson guiding the committee, such a task can be accomplished. "We've got seniors that are waiting a long time to get to this Grand Trunk place," Henderson said. "We've got people that are needing homes to live in. We have people that want to go to the Y and have a bigger pool and more access. And so we can get that done. I ran again this term because I'm just darned determined that we get this before I retire," Henderson exclaimed. "And I just think that it's a real asset to have somebody that already has gone to the public meetings, has been part of the process." Matheson was one of five applicants for the chair position, after City Council decided at an earlier meeting to open up the process and allow for applications. Matheson was appointed over Paul Brown, Robert Lemon, Paul Parley, and Robert Ritz. Although unsuccessful, multiple councillors encouraged the other applicants to apply to the committee when membership applications are being accepted. Delegate Jane Marie Mitchell spoke to Stratford City Council at their regular meeting on July 24. Connor Luchka, Stratford Today. Before council made a decision, they heard from Delegate Jane Marie Mitchell, who spoke on the selection of the chair and the requirements that should be considered. Mitchell referenced the Xinyi Glass Factory, a proposed plant for Stratford that ultimately never came to fruition due to community resistance related to a perceived lack of transparency, among other concerns. Mitchell alluded to Matheson, though did not say his name, saying that there has been a loss of trust in Stratford. Mayor Martin Ritzma interjected, cautioning Mitchell on keeping to the delegation topic and not saying anything specific to one individual. Later, Ritzma clarified with Stratford Today that his interruption was to avoid the possibility of defamatory comments and any potential litigation resulting from such comments. Mitchell went on to point out that since a previous motion to appoint Matheson as chair failed, under the city's current bylaw, reconsidering a failed motion requires two-thirds of council support. City Clerk Tatiana Defoe later stated that in her opinion a reconsideration vote was not necessary. The direction was to solicit applications generally for the position. Therefore, if Dan Matheson were to have an interest in submitting an application, the applicant could have done so and it would have been considered. In a recorded vote, council approved Matheson's appointment with overwhelming support. Only Count. Cody Sebin opposed, who indicated that he would like someone with fresh eyes leading the committee. The committee will be made up of 12 individuals, after a motion by Count. Joe D. Burbach was voted in, adding a seat for an individual with a background in land use planning. The committee's members will include people with a background in economic development, property development, accounting, education, theater, design, and law. Additionally, the committee will have a spot for someone aged 13 to 25, a member of the Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association, a citizen at large, and the chair. Matheson will serve as chair of the committee until September 30, 2025. Matheson later told Stratford Today that he is honored and excited to serve as chair for this committee. He believes that the committee will provide a pivotal role in advising council on the future of the Grand Trunk Block. Matheson is waiting to hear direction from Chief Administrative Officer Joan Thompson on next steps in filling out the other seats. He is hopeful that the first meeting of the committee will be held mid to late September.